And welcome to episode 27 of season 8 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. I am so pleased to be here on this fine, fine Monday evening of July 15th. Gosh, I was about to say February. It doesn't feel like February out there, I'm going to tell you right now. Goon, it was certainly not a February day today, was it?
It was not a February day today. We broke a record. Did you know that?
Most sweating?
The record temperature for today was 100 degrees. The airport up near you was either 101 or 102. They weren't quite sure.
Wow. Hey, Chief, what's it doing down there? Are you guys hot too?
Well, we thought the difference is, well, you complain about temperature like that.
Huh.
We have radio station temperatures. 105.9.
Wow. And you get the humidity too.
Ew. That's wheezy.
You especially got the humidity when hurricane or tropical storm Beryl came through.
And Beryl blue, yes it did.
Now, how much of that did you guys get?
Enough.
Got enough.
Did you see the eye?
It was unfortunate we missed Sauron altogether.
Wow. Mm. Very, very nice Lord of the Rings reference there, Chief.
Very nice.
Something that I can.
The unblinking.
Yeah, who was the
Beryl?
Yeah, we got rain, and then the lamps were happy. OPDS.
How's your garden doing? I mean, with all that rain, I imagine you're growing a few things now.
Yes, all legal too.
Well, that's a nice little plus. You know, just saying.
Definitely is. I mean, my grass has stopped growing because, you know, I guess we're having a drought now. Is that right, Crutch?
I imagine so. It wasn't yesterday. I was down visiting the number one fan. And because of the weather and because she's been a little under the weather, she hadn't moved her car in a while. So I said, well, I'm just going to start your car up and pull it out of the parking spot and turn it around and back it back in because spots are very touchy down there. You snooze, you lose. And then because we had heard the weather was going to be a little worse later in the day, I was going to run over to my car and get my umbrella. While sitting in her car, having just backed it right back into its little position, I'm getting ready to turn the engine off, and the entire sky opened up. And I'm sitting in this car going, well, I could just sit here, stay dry by myself, or I can go get the umbrella and be completely drenched by the time I got there. But, you know, I was getting it for somebody else, and you know me, I'm a giver, so I got drenched. So down in Annapolis, they're getting plenty of rain.
Showcat says you chose poorly.
I now picture Showcat in a very, very old suit of armor.
She's looking at me
wearing
like
grayscale.
She goes, I can't believe you did that. I would never do that for you, Dad.
Aww. Crutch chose poorly. Well, that's the story of my life.
Well, we're not talking lottery numbers, so I thought it would have been a better outcome.
That's true, yeah. I seem to have luck in all kinds of things other than lottery numbers. Like right now, Microsoft stock is crapping in its shoes, and I'm like, yeah, I sold it $18 a share late before, you know.
That's excellent.
Yeah. I mean, I needed to go back up because I still own it, and I'm going to need, you know, to spend more of it later. But, yeah, right now, I'm okay.
Yeah, that's later.
Later, right.
I believe yesterday I advised you when I was talking to you and you were inside said car,
mm-hmm.
and you said, I think I'm going to get rained on or get struck by lightning. And I went, no, there's less odds of that than you winning the lottery. So you're probably okay.
Yes. Yes, you did.
You didn't even hang up on me to your credit.
Well, you know, like I said prior to the show, everybody has to work with their strengths, right? Yours was, what was yours again?
Charisma and sarcasm.
And just showing up. Right, yeah.
Just showing up.
Charisma is like an immutable attribute. So. Right.
I know. So he doesn't even have to work at what he has to work at.
Exactly.
Showcat's looking at me like, you know, they're right. You need to do more. This from the creature who does no work at all here in the house, because we still have mice.
Well, that would make her a subject matter expert, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Though having seen the look on Hurricane's face when she opened a cupboard in the kitchen and the mouse jumped out of the flour container. Oh. Okay, that was pretty funny.
Mouse in the house, and not in a Disney way.
No. Oh, hey, I talked to Yankee Swamp Fox this week.
How is YSF?
He's doing well, and I think I touched a nerve, because when I asked him if it was hot there too, I got a little bit of a rant.
Really? Well, wait a second.
Words.
Okay, so he's north of us. He's not used to it.
He's in extreme northern Maryland.
Right. Exactly.
He's north of Hartford.
Wow. Do they get insurance up there?
They have plenty of insurance.
I mean, north of Hartford?
No. North of Hartford, you get nothing.
Exactly.
Only in...
But
I don't think Johnny Dollar ever flew north of Hartford. I'm just saying.
I think he went to Boston a few times. That's a little bit north.
Okay.
But it's more east.
We've now lost all the under 70 crowd, but go ahead.
You have ever heard of Johnny? I was listening to that on the way home, to Johnny on the way home, in fact.
When did you turn 70?
I didn't. Crutch there turned me on to this classic radio show, and I got hooked.
Yeah. It's actually quite good. They're the 30, well, okay. When they run, the series ran in two different formats. It ran as a once-a-week 30-minute show, which were kind of, okay, writing-wise. The other way the show ran was 15 minutes long, one episode every day, Monday through Friday, and it was all one long contiguous story. And the station that we listen to on the Sirius radio plays all five episodes in a 1 hour and 15-minute block. So you listen to the whole episode. Those are really, really well written. They're good. They're whodunits.
Yeah, they are good. The 30-minute episodes are too short.
Exactly.
Had they split it up into two 30-minute episodes, you know, 1 week apart, it would have been okay.
And if you want to listen to them for free, Chief, you can find them on the Internet Archives.
Yep,
I bet I could.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't sound thrilled.
Not in the least. Yeah, it's okay. Anyway, back to the Yankee Swamp Fox. I'm sorry, the goon continues.
He said it was hot, Vietnam hot.
Like Quang Tree 1967?
Yeah, you know. He and I were like 6 and 5, but still, it seems like we were there.
In the rice paddies.
Waiting for the sound of that chopper. Cue crunch for the chopper line.
I don't know where the chopper line.
No, he can just use the Arnold line. Whenever a chopper is mentioned, he does it.
What line was it? Arnold?
Run for the chopper.
Oh, that Arnold. Get to the choppers. Yes. How old was Arnold?
It's not nearly as funny when I have to, like, pull teeth to get it out of you.
Please don't talk about pulling teeth. I'm done with that.
How did that go? Yes, you had surgery as well.
Yes.
We might as well get all of our personal stuff out of the way.
Yeah, actually.
Then we can talk about the elephant in the room.
Many, many thousands of dollars later, I have a smile that's worthy of somebody who should have taken better care of his teeth. That's long and the short of it. Kids, always take care of your teeth.
And when do you go to get your cosmetic surgery?
My face rearranged tomorrow.
Oh, so you want me...
Tomorrow afternoon. It's a late afternoon. Okay. I will work a full day because I'm dedicated. I will then go under the knife. I will then go home, eat, sleep, wake up, and go back to work a bloody mess.
They may not recognize you. What will the guard do if you don't match your picture?
Probably shoot me. They're a little edgy right now.
That is true.
I thought we were going to wait.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
You and I were going to wait, Chief. But there are some on the show who can't. He's been bursting with it like all day. I've tried to talk him down. I've given him articles that had only facts in them, and he didn't want to hear any of it.
Facts? Facts? Facts, you say?
Yes, facts.
Okay.
I get my facts from a news service called the Epoch Times.
Epoch.
E-P-O-C-H.
Oh, Epoch. Epic is E-P-I-C. Two different words.
It is spelled that way, but they keep I've heard the advertisement.
The advertisements? What are you, British?
And they do call it Epoch.
You call it aluminium too?
Do they call it Epoch Times?
No.
But that's what the word is.
No, that is how it is. It is spelled Epoch. They pronounce it Epic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to be punny.
Yeah.
I know that.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Chief. Go ahead.
No, it's all right. I for one, do not want to interrupt. So,
all the time. Well, there's that. Yeah.
Well, they were founded by a man who escaped Chinese communism. So they are a right of center publication, because you got to know all this stuff when you get your news source.
Mm-hmm.
Goonchild and I were talking about this today. And they hate China.
Chinese.
So anything about China is going to have an anti-communist bias, a severe one. I don't think that I've seen a single article in there that said China did something good. But on all other things, they are actually balanced, and they give you, here are the facts.
Well, they'll never get a Pulitzer that way.
I don't think they care. I also use Daily Wire. I have a subscription to them as well now.
Okay.
Well, Hurricane and I do. And they are right of center as well. And I think they're a little less balanced. They try very, very hard. I'm sorry?
They're right up center. What would you consider all right?
I'm sorry, you faded out. What would I consider what?
Fully on the right.
Fully on the right.
Who's the guy that just got sued for $1 billion?
Alex Jones. He's definitely out there. He may be farther than far right.
He's so far right, he's wrapped around.
I can never remember if it's the New Republic or the Federalist that's very far right. I think it's the Federalist, and the other one is far left.
Yeah, I would go that way, because the New Republic has a picture of Trump with a Hitler mustache. I'm gonna go with left on them. I'm gonna make a guess.
But I always get them confused. Like the other thing that Swamp Fox and I were confused about. We were talking about the most likely answer being the correct one.
Occam's razor.
Right. We couldn't remember if that was Occam's razor or Zeno's paradox, because we both get those two things confused.
Ooh, I've never heard of the second one.
Zeno's paradox, that's where you get halfway to an object,
mm-hmm,
and then halfway again, and you'll never get there.
Oh, right. Okay, got that. Right.
And that's a paradox, so I'm pretty sure that's Zeno's paradox, and the other one is Occam's razor.
Exactly.
But yeah, we had talked about that as well. We were speaking Sunday morning while I was on my way to a meeting, and he was on his way to the grocery store. And we had a nice chat. I might have been supposed to call him back that day, and it got so hot. I went to the last baseball game of the season for the local team here.
How'd that go?
I lasted 3 innings because it was hot. I drugged myself out of the car. I trudged across the parking lot to the concession stand. I purchased a Dr. Pepper, a cheeseburger, and I think a bag of chips. And I held the Dr. Pepper on my forehead and went and sat in the stands and sweated while I watched the lads play ball.
You weren't in the box seat? You weren't up in the owner's box?
I was in my seat, row 2, seat 13, right behind home plate.
Oh, okay.
Oddly enough, no one ever sits there, so.
You were staying?
He's marked it.
I haven't pooped in it or anything, you know. I'm not his fraudulency.
You sure?
That's true.
But you're.
I'm sure I'm not his fraudulency. Yeah.
Yeah.
Incontinence is very common among people at a certain age.
He's done it apparently in continents, in buildings, on boats.
That was so bad it was good.
Thank you.
All right, Crutch.
What?
What do you want to talk about first?
Oh, I don't know.
Some
stuff in the news. I mean, you know, Monday the 15th of July, what could possibly be in the news today?
I wonder what happened on, say, Saturday. Where were you? I was in the grocery store.
I was in a Mexican restaurant with absolutely abysmal internet access, like no cell phone signal, and all 3 televisions were on a very poor, poor baseball game. The Yankees, the evil, wicked, wicked, evil, wicked, wicked, evil Yankees, were beating up the poor. Exactly. We're beating up the poor Baltimore Orioles, something like 6-1.
You're still ahead of them in the AL East by 1 game.
Well, not if they keep playing like that. Holy cow. That was embarrassing.
You're only 3 games ahead of the Sox, so.
That's amazing.
I'd say we're coming for you, but the word we're not threatening.
You know better.
I kind of do, yeah. I like not to, yeah. Yeah, we're going to get you. I kind of doubt it, but you never know.
Yeah, well, you know, we've seen some strange things happen this weekend, so yeah, why not? Yeah, well, you know, so Saturday afternoon, as I'm pretty sure everybody on the planet knows, somebody attempted to take out the, at that time, presumptive nominee of the Republican Party.
He's still the presumptive nominee. They haven't had the vote yet, have they?
They had the vote today.
Yeah. Oh, did they do that right up front?
Yes, yes. He just hasn't accepted until Friday or whatever it is. But they've nominated him, and he's picked his running mate.
Is it you?
You know, I was in the running in my mind. No, it wasn't. It's not me. It is Senator J.D. Vance from the great state of Ohio.
Ah, yes. He's the first term senator, but he was in the House for quite some time.
Right. Did a tour in Iraq. Wrote an award-winning autobiography, which was turned into a Netflix movie.
I didn't know that.
Called Hillbilly Elegy.
Wow.
He had quite a growing up because he changed his name. He's done all kinds of fun things.
Mm-hmm. And he was a never-Trumper at one point, which I think is interesting.
That's true.
Yeah. But, yep, so that's what's going on literally while we're sitting here chatting. I've got the TV on the big old mute. And the folks are all gathering in Milwaukee and having all kinds of wonderful speeches and listening to, they got a live band. I think every convention should have a live band. All kidding aside. What could be better?
Is it anybody we've heard of?
I have no idea. The sound is down because I am focusing on the show.
Again, you're dedicated.
I know. Well, I mean, let's be honest. If it wasn't for this thing up on the screen, I wouldn't know half of the stuff I just rattled off. I was literally... You know, yeah. That's interesting. I just got, you want to talk about weird. Skype just popped up a message to me to let me know that J.D. Vance has been selected as Trump's running mate. I'm like, you're a little slow to the game there, Skypey.
I got that as well. Knew that an hour ago. Thank you.
We're going to call you Day Late Dollar Short.
Yeah. So, yes, the GOP nominee was giving a speech in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Yes, a quiet, quaint little town, which apparently is a hotbed of Trump support within this great state of the great blue state of Pennsylvania. So, yeah.
True. And come on, we're giving you the chance to introduce the whole thing.
Well, an individual took about 30 minutes to get into position on a rooftop, a mere 130 yards away, and proceeded to fire a, I believe they're, I don't know if they've actually stated it, but the current belief is a small caliber rifle, approximately 5 to 8 shots, one of which there's a wonderful, if you want to consider it wonderful, it's, to me it's kind of horrific, shot of the bullet on its way. And by the grace of God, the President of the United States, former President, 45th President, hope to be 47th President, turned his head, and basically it slammed into his right ear. He immediately went to the ground, which was the smartest thing on the planet, and was surrounded by his Secret Service.
Boy, they piled on like the Steelers.
Most of them.
Not all of them.
Most of them.
Yeah. And we shall talk about that.
Yep. I have thoughts on this.
As
the goon has other
thoughts. Right. As do I, and our thoughts do not match.
No, they do.
Well,
we've come to an agreement.
They do a little bit.
Yeah.
The agreement.
So
he's agreed that I'm not allowed to put him on a trebuchet and shoot him off to the moon.
But. So if Crutch's team had several new, less experienced than he is people.
They do. I do.
Which actually he does.
Yeah.
And some of them in a crisis situation didn't react the right way because of youth and inexperience, say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do I punish your whole team?
Oh, no. Okay. No. Well, maybe you and I have had a mistaken understanding of the disagreement.
Well. Now, wait. I might be justified in holding you accountable, being if you are the leader of the team.
Absolutely.
I can certainly see my way clear to that, going, hey, you shouldn't put inexperienced people in a situation that they can't handle.
Agree 1,000%.
And there we agree, but I'm not willing to smear the entire group, in this case, the Secret Service, for the action of, was it only one or was it two? I'm not really clear of that. I did see
one definitely was hiding behind the podium while everybody else was tackling, well, not tackling, but bodyguarding, like, you know, bodyguards do, the former president.
Right.
At the end, there were two who looked like deer in the headlights, and I'm like, you guys are not in the right line of work. Just saying.
So, rule number one, according to the Epoch Times, which has only facts, when the news of the shooting came out and I looked at their article, they said someone took a shot at the president. Looks like he was hit in the ear.
Mm-hmm.
He went down behind the podium, was covered by Secret Service, and then escorted out to a waiting van and taken away to somewhere.
Those are all true statements.
And at that time, two other people, though I guess it's really three now, but that time they said two other people in the audience were shot. One died at the scene, and the other was in critical condition on the way to the hospital, and I believe is recovering at this time.
Right. It turns out there were three shot in addition to Trump. One was pretty much dead at the scene, although there was a heroic effort to resuscitate.
Yes. But that's the former two, fire chief.
Right. The other two were in critical and are now in stable. So thank God for that.
Yes. Choquette agrees with you.
Thank you. Yeah. And of course, the shooter is neutralized, I believe is the term they use.
Right. So priority number one, protect the client. They did that. In spite of the actions of the people that didn't know what to do, the majority of the team did that. Now, let's not talk about that, you know, doesn't seem like they did their homework on the site.
The preparation was abysmal.
Yeah, notwithstanding, but now something bad happened. Did you do the right thing? Yep. Everybody piles on top of the president, and then you try to get him to safety. Number two is neutralize the threat. They did that.
True. Very true.
Yeah. Did you see the Twitter/X video that I had shared?
I've seen a lot of the videos. Which one are you referring to?
One where they go over every cell phone angle.
I don't believe I saw that one. I was reading the transcript, though, of the radio communications, and I don't know about the Secret Service agents who didn't seem like they knew what to do or were afraid or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Are both female. Am I correct, Chief?
So, I thought you had seen this. So, this particular person, because technology is what it is now, sits together on the right-hand side. You will have, you know, said person giving his speech.
Uh-huh.
Then yep. you will have cell phone of when they actually saw this person climbing up. And then recording it, and then them talking to police, and then everything else that is going around, and then while things are going on, every angle of how this was going down. So you can see which people, why I said there were three individuals instead of two, that were confused, unable to holster their weapon, not sure where to go, not doing the coverage that one would expect for such a high stress situation. And you get to see the person that did take the person out in the end, staring in that direction, never changing where their weapon was trained, showing that this person was known and what prevented you from taking the appropriate action minutes earlier.
Are you suggesting they were going to clean up after the event?
I am suggesting that when I told you stand down and wouldn't be a surprise, while it is then not going to confirm, there's posts, and of course posts online are, you know, anyone can do it, saying, look, I was told I couldn't take this out. Who has the authority to make that decision?
I would have thought it was the team leader. I did. Yeah. I mean, I did hear after the shots went out, I heard one of the female agents. I don't think it's any of the ones we've talked about, but I don't know. Because the transcript just says female Secret Service agent. Not like which ones say, okay, we're down. The shooter is neutralized.
Mm-hmm.
Can we move him? And then she says, shooter is neutralized. We can move. And then they help the president to his feet and move him. To me, that part is appropriate. Whoever that was the right thing. And it sounded calm and not crazy. Well, I actually don't know that because I read it. I don't think I heard a transcript of that, but I'm not sure.
Well, that part will be muddled in what I showed because everyone is yelling and screaming. There's the level of conspiracy now is even beyond what I'm capable of ingesting, and I can take a lot, but
At this point, I am willing to only concede a few facts. The Secret Service should have found the shooter. They should have prepared the site, and they should have fired sooner on the roof.
Nobody should have been on the roof other than a member of the Secret Service or any of the support LEOs who were there.
Right. And as you see the person coming up on the roof, you remove the client. I don't know if that's the right term, but that's the one I'm going to use.
So the congressperson from somewhere in the South, I don't know if it was Florida or one of the southern states, that the appropriate response would have been when the officer clearly sees the person in the prone position to message potential shooter en route, which was never displayed, which means one of two things. Bad thing number one would be, of course, they wanted it. Potential number two is that they already knew he was there. So,
the Daily Wire, Mike Walsh from the Daily Wire in his article, I'll find it and give it to you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
And
Matt Walsh?
Yes.
Matt Walsh, yeah.
Yes, Mike. Matt Walsh. He had an article that said two real options here, given all of the things you just mentioned. Either they're incompetent or they were in on it.
Yeah, you're either the stupid or evil. Kind of how that works.
I don't think it's only they're in on it or they knew about it and chose not to. I think it's either you're in on it or you are incompetent. Now, we did see two agents who clearly should not have been in that detail.
Right.
The video, you may see three.
I'm gonna look at that a little more when I have a chance. Like I said, I knew of two from going through the transcript. I had a little time on my hands today.
I don't know that this person ever said it because I don't see them out, but I do see them standing there with the "what do I do" look, which I see all the time when I used to work with developers that did not understand what they were doing, and just staring at the screen hoping the answer will come to them.
Yep.
Yes, because staring at a problem really hard will fix that problem, you know.
Was this the same agent who was having trouble holstering her weapon?
No. This was a blonde one, not the one with the hair tied.
Right. I'm not used to having a holster, and I think I could have done a better job than she did.
No, there was confusion. It's not that there was just confusion. The big thing, I'm guessing, because I know hearts racing, it look, when they did look, you know, you're supposed to guide with your hand. There's a lot of stuff that's supposed to happen. It wasn't the biggest deal. The biggest deal was hiding behind the podium when that is literally not your job.
Right. Right. I mean, you know, when you get right down to it, guys, the guards where we all worked,
mm-hmm.
Their job is to do that for all of us. I have the utmost respect from them. If I could buy them coffee every morning, I would.
Agreed.
I
am always respectful and I make sure that I follow the procedure. I don't goof around.
Turn my interior lights on, dim my headlights, have my arm and my head sticking out the window. Hi, it's me.
I move my sun visor so they can see my pretty face. I smile with all of the charisma I have.
It goes all the way up like this, like the Grinch. all the way up to your eyebrows.
Yeah, I give them a good blast in the morning so they have a good day.
He stopped in my car, Jack. It's, you know. They just talk amongst themselves.
I don't know who that is, but I like him.
I want to invite him to my wedding.
You think he'll come? If you have pierogi, I'll come.
Oh, man. What a great day today. All kidding aside. I mean, I wasn't feeling that great when I left for work. But when I came home, it was beautiful. My beloved had made cheese pierogies, and they were yummy. I had a couple. It was a good afternoon. It really was.
So,
I'm feeling better.
They were ribs.
They were what?
Barbecue ribs. There are no longer barbecue ribs.
Oh, you had barbecue ribs. Oh, okay.
I had Subway sandwiches and chocolate chip cookies.
Someday, Goon, you're really going to have to explain to me how someone who supposedly has blood sugar issues can ingest as much sugar as you do and still have conversations with us.
Right now, Yankee Swamp Fox is also shaking his head ruefully, as is Goonchild,
yes,
who regularly remind me.
Admonish you, do they? A little admonishment?
Perhaps.
Perhaps. I do appreciate the fact that you're not going to, you know, change your lifestyle over some silly medical condition.
I have medicine, and the numbers that I take on a daily basis are okay.
I noticed the dramatic pulls.
Well, I mean, my A1C was 6.9. That's not terrible.
No, that's pretty decent in your particular case, yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't do the sweets every day. But I do like them, and I do have them on occasion.
Occasion is every other day, right?
Only days that end in Y.
Well, like I had the cookies, so no sweets till maybe Thursday or Friday. On my way down to Georgia, which we can talk about next
in our next episode. Which we should be getting to. But I digress. We have a lot of material that we'd love to discuss with you, but I'm afraid it's going to have to wait till our next episode, folks. We'll have a little more information about the current topics at hand today by then, and maybe we'll be able to expand upon some stuff and talk about the fun and games going on at the convention starting this week. And we really appreciate you all tuning in for our little chat session. Before you go, please pay particular attention to the man who spends a lot of time working on this, the Goon, and our wonderful commercial sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Heat. It's summer in the South, well, Southern Maryland anyway, and it's hot. The only place hotter is the surface of the sun in Texas, location of the Chiefs B&B in the Browning Ranch. They are blistering the pavement and preparing food on the sidewalks while Goon and Crutch complain about the humidity. Remember when we complained about the cold in the winter? Imagine how nice that would feel now. And rain. Maryland is getting none while Minnesota gets dam-busting flooding, and the aforementioned Chief and Mr. Browning are getting more than their share. Feast or famine, is Pothole Pete in charge of this chaotic mess too? And hurricane. Not Mrs. Goon. Beryl, the tropical storm, now menacing the innocent Chief and blameless rancher Browning. At least the Brownings can convert any hapless livestock that experienced a bad landing into delicious steaks, or ribs, or some other smoked delicacy. Once the storm passes, perhaps the rest of the Swimming with the Fish team should visit Texas and taste what they came up with. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.